As cold weather quickly approaches, Airdrie Fire Department, AFD, officials are reminding motorists to inspect their block heater connections, after a faulty connection led to a vehicle fire in the community of Reunion on October 19. According to a press release, AFD members responded to a reported vehicle fire in the 200 block of Reunion Gardens NW at 10:39 p.m. when fire crews arrived on scene. They found a car fully involved in fire, which was starting to spread to a two-story residential home. The release stated firefighters were met by the homeowner, who advised that all of the home's occupants made it out of the house safely. The vehicle fire was quickly brought under control and extension to the home stopped by the first arriving engine crew, the release stated. Once the fire was extinguished, a thorough inspection of the structure was conducted for fire extension and to ventilate the home. The Fire Prevention Bureau has determined the fire was caused by a faulty block heater connection. Damage has been estimated at $16,000. Cracked cords and corroded plugs can result in electrical arcing, which can quickly spark a fire, the release stated. Initial fire response included four pieces of apparatus and 13 firefighters. Ridgebrook House Fire. The Reunion vehicle fire wasn't the only blaze AFD members responded to this month. Crews also attended to a structure fire in the 100 block of Ridgebrook Drive Southwest the afternoon of October 10. According to the city, the call came in at 12:09 p.m. when crews arrived on scene. They found a large fire on the exterior of a two-story residence, which had extended to the attic. High winds contributed to rapid fire spread throughout the attic space, a news release from the city stated. The home's occupants and pets safely evacuated prior to AFD's arrival. Fire crews were able to extinguish the exterior fire quickly before entering the home to extinguish the extensive attic fire. Fire spread was contained to the initial residence, according to the release, with no extension to the neighboring homes. The Fire Prevention Bureau is now investigating the fire's cause. Damage has been estimated at $350,000. Two residents were examined by emergency medical services personnel for smoke inhalation.